This was the second US strike on an ISIS target since last Thursday's airport bombing, which killed scores of Afghans and 13 US service members. Earlier, the State Department had warned of another specific credible threat and urged US citizens near Kabul airport to leave the area. On Sunday, President Joe Biden went to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to honor those American personnel killed in Kabul as their remains were brought back to the United States, known as a dignified transfer. Amid the tragedy of lives lost, the U.S. is continuing with its evacuation from Afghanistan until August the 31st. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken admitted it was unlikely the U.S. would have a diplomatic presence in the country after that date.